True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, joins us. We got Jason Sobel, covers golf, talks some Masters coming up at 9 o'clock. But right now, we'll dive into Cakes' entertainment page.
That's right, Ricky. The EP is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofairfax.com on the web. All right, this is not entertainment related, but it's kind of funny, so I'm going to lead with it. Jose Luis Ballester takes a Masters potty break in Rays Creek during the opening round of the Masters yesterday. Now, I'm sure that the people who run the Masters were not thrilled that the 21-year-old Spaniard who plays at Arizona State, by the way, he did a weird bit with his hat too, where Sun Devils was written upside down on this part of his hat.
I just asked Sal Diaz what that meant. Draft he said t-shirt. It's a trend.
Do you care to tell us why?
Is that a thing?
That's not a Sun Devils thing. There was a former quarterback who started that trend. I forget his name. When he made a Dallas Cowboys hat and Dallas was upside down. Hmm. And now it's kind of the brand has spread and now they do a bunch of different schools and cities and everything.
So it's kind of a thing. It's like,
Yeah.
It's like those big hats that was popular for a little while.
I still see those sometimes, man. Those big, oversized hats.
Yeah. Trevor Siemian, I think, started
Trevor
that.
Trevor Siemian started
pretty
that?
Sure.
By the way, those big, oversized hats, if you want like a big, oversized Commander's hat or Caps hat, they're like $100 at Dick's. $100.
Are they really?
So, yeah. Jeez. So,
$100?
$100.
God.
He was asked about it. You want to hear him talk
about
it?
Yeah, sure.
What happened there? Well, I completely forgot that we had those restrooms on the left of the tee box. Oh, okay. The 13th tee. Yes, yeah. Correct. And then I'm like, I really need to pee. Didn't really know where to go. And since JT had an issue around the green, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sneak here in the river. Probably the people would not see me that much. And then they clapped for me. Probably one of the clubs that I really got today, like real loud. So that was kind of funny.
Are you concerned that there might be any blowback from that at all? Or I mean, obviously, they did see you, right?
Yeah, they saw me. They saw me. Yeah. I mean, it was not embarrassing at all for me. So if I had to do it again, I would do it again.
This is Fred Ridley from the Masters. We don't take too kindly to Sun Devils taking leaks in Rays Creek. Might have talked to with Jose Luis Ballester. I mean, that's the sort of thing that gets you banned from the property like forever, right?
I mean, it happens every day on every golf course in America.
Yeah, but that's not every golf course in America. That's the freaking Augusta National.
Yeah.
Right. I'm wondering if you were playing with a member down there, right? And you did that, and someone from the club saw you. I wonder what they would say to you.
Well, they would say, never invite that heathen back on our golf course.
They might just kick you off the course.
They might just boot you out.
Well, it was funny.
By the way, I'm throwing a little bit. Cakes' beard is getting so thick that he has the whiskers like from his mustache. Yeah. Like he could almost do a handlebar.
I know. It does need a little maintenance.
Ooh. Do you notice
at some
that?
Point.
It's like getting, he has some that are like just shooting out.
They're
like
out there.
You should do a Raleigh Fingers.
It's getting kind of gnarly.
You got to tighten it up this weekend.
How many people know who Raleigh Fingers is?
It's a good old school reference, though.
How many people you name that have handlebar mustaches?
That's a good dead or alive. Raleigh Fingers, is he still with us? Dead or alive. Raleigh Fingers, long time. He was a reliever, right?
Yeah.
For the Brewers for the most of his career? Dead or alive, Drappy?
I'll say
Padres, too.
Dead.
I'm going to say alive.
I think Raleigh Fingers is still with us. Jason, can you confirm or deny whether Raleigh Fingers...
I mean, I can't confirm it, but I think he is alive.
You think he's with us?
I can confirm it for you.
You can confirm
me
it. You
20
have 100
seconds.
Computers in front of you. Okay. What do you mean you can't confirm?
He's
probably
alive.
On his bank account.
So alive. 78. He's so alive.
There you go.
That Raleigh Fingers.
I have a cousin who's been very committed to the handlebar mustache.
Really?
Probably for 30 years.
How old is his cousin? That's an old guy move. A handlebar mustache?
He's probably 70.
Oh, okay. Well, that tracks. That
he's my godfather.
That makes a lot of sense. Weezer's bassist, Scott Schreiner, is still set to perform with the band at Coachella, despite an incident earlier this week where his wife was shot by police and arrested on attempted murder charges, a source close to the band told Rolling Stone. So we talked about that whole incident yesterday. I don't need to go through what happened. But I found it weird that Weezer, they were a late addition to the Coachella lineup. They're replacing a band that, now this will shock nobody because getting old, they replaced a band I'd never heard of. Okay. So I went into Valdez and I said, can you pull up the most popular song by FKA Twigs? That was the band that was originally on the lineup. And then they said, we're going to replace you with Weezer?
I think it's just a single person. It's a girl.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's not a band?
No, it's not a band.
FKA Twigs.
Is a person.
Is one person. Yes.
It's a British female.
All right, can I hear some FKA Twigs? See what I'm missing out on.
It says, Oh My Love. It has 25 million streams on Spotify. Some of her stuff has like millions of views on.
Text my daughters and see if they know who FKA Twigs is. Probably do.
Like, isn't Weezer too big to just sub in for FKA Twigs? Isn't that kind of a...
Maybe not anymore.
Like, isn't that like a slap in the face to Weezer?
I don't know. I would think that Weezer wasn't playing like big gigs anymore.
I mean, Weezer's a long-time established nostalgia act. I would think that they could play... Now, are they going to play stadiums? No, but I think they could come in and play like Capital One Arena or
really?
Jiffy Lube Live.
I don't think they're that big anymore.
Weezer?
I don't know if they could play Cap One.
I don't think so.
But I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
they're more, and this is not a shot at the club. I could see them doing 9:30 Club.
Well, I mean, they would do multiple nights at 9:30 Club. Yeah. Maybe it's Weezer would go to like Jiffy Lube with two other like nostalgia acts to like really pack the place out, like Weezer with blank and blank. Or am I just overstating Weezer? I don't know.
I mean, maybe they could play a bigger arena but open for a bigger band.
Okay. I'm clearly more in the tank for Weezer than I guess you guys are. All right so
I'm looking at Weezer's concert, their tour schedule.
Yeah.
All right, they're playing in May. They're playing four nights at Kilby Block Party with New right. Order, Beach House, Justice, and more.
I don't know what Kilby Block Party is, but it just sounds
it's
like
an
a big
outdoor
like, summer
venue.
Festival.
Right. Later on in their tour, they're at the Minnesota Yacht Club.
Right. So they're not—they're not playing the big arenas.
In September, they played. Looks like two nights at the Anthem.
There you go.
Okay, so that's holds
smaller.
About, okay, but it holds what, about 4,500.
Yeah, 3,000-4,000 people.
It's a mid-sized venue.
All right, you had them at Cap One.
I did have them at Cap
it's
One.
It's a big
arena.
Difference.
Yeah, they're not playing Cap
maybe
One.
Maybe that's the reason I'm not booking acts at Capital One Arena.
One of many reasons.
That's not my job. I'll leave that to Jim Van Stone and his experts.
Now they are
you're booking acts. It'd be a whole lot of Slayer and Megadeth.
Hey, we should get a Rat reunion. Oh. That would sell out.
By the way, speaking of Rat reunions, I'm glad you brought that up. Stephen Piercy reuniting with Warren Demartini, the original lead guitarist, playing at what festival, Valdez? You should know it well. It's right in your backyard.
Is it Ocean's Calling?
No, they're playing the M3 Rock Festival at Merriweather Post Pavilion.
I did not know that, Cake.
They're headlining the third night, in case you didn't know.
I did not know.
Just so you know. Now you know. This is bad news for Eric Dane, who came to prominence in both Euphoria and Grey's Anatomy, diagnosed with ALS.
Wow.
That's a horrible diagnosis. He's 52. His quote is, "I'm grateful to have my loving family by my side as we navigate this next chapter." Mm. He starred in Euphoria, and he also rose to fame playing Dr. Mark McSteamy Sloan on Grey's Anatomy from 2006 to 2012.
Kind of recognize him.
He's been married to actress Rebecca Gayheart since 2004. The couple share two children. Mm. And he's kind of a doppelganger to Matt Damon in this picture. What do you guys think? Look at that picture and tell me he's not like Matt Damon's long-lost brother.
A little bit.
Some similarities there.
Yeah, there's a resemblance there.
So that is awful news. He's 52 years old.
He's 52?
52. Diagnosed with ALS.
That doesn't end well.
No.
I mean, hopefully.
It's a brutal disease.
A cure will be found soon, but I don't think there's any one on the horizon.
Anytime. We had a frequent caller of the show who had ALS. And remember how this was like early on in the show. Was it Scott?
I think that's right.
Remember?
Yeah.
Scott used to call into the show, and by the end, his wife called in on occasion, and just, you know, it's just a terrible diagnosis.
Right. So that's bad news coming out of Hollywood. The Minecraft movie, by the way, which has made over $300 million worldwide, it's on track to be a $1 billion franchise, which I guess Minecraft is still wildly popular. The movie has a scene that is causing kids to trash theaters with popcorn and soda, bring live chickens into the movie theater, and get kicked out by the cops. Now, I know nothing about Minecraft other than it's made, I think Microsoft bought the property years ago. It's probably helped them make billions of dollars. There's a scene in the movie where Jack Black shouts out, "Chicken jockey," and this little zombie looking dude comes down out of like the rafters, and I think he rides like a chicken all over the place
ring,
and that triggers people in the audience to like lose their minds and throw stuff and shower people with soda, and theater owners are like, well, this is completely out of bounds. You're trashing the theater, like you're causing a public disturbance. And there are scenes online where cops are coming in and removing mostly kids from the theaters that are causing the disturbances. So the Minecraft movie is wild, just so you know. Be prepared when you go.
Get ready for chicken jockey.
Get ready for the chicken jockey scene.
Older people are saying it's like when Rocky Horror Picture Show was in theaters.
Yeah.
Didn't people go to that and like cause a ruckus?
Yes.
What was the ruckus? Why?
They would act.
You're
out
old. Tell me why
the
there was a ruckus.
Now again, I am old, but I've never seen Rocky Horror Picture Show start to finish. I've seen clips, never saw it in the theater. But you're right. It was like a cult thing where people would go to like midnight showings of Rocky Horror Picture Show, dressed up like the characters, acting out scenes from the movie. But I was not one of those people, Valdez. Just so you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not that weird.
The video I saw of the kids throwing the pop. I mean, they destroyed the theater.
Yeah, and come on.
I mean, what are they doing?
We live in a society here.
But they're teenage kids. I mean, they're 13-year-old.
They already treat theaters poorly. Now, I may have in the past, but I try to take my trash. Any trash that I have in a theater, I try to like be respectful, throw it away. I don't just throw any popcorn that's left down on the floor. By the way, there's never popcorn left if I go to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
A movie, like eating all of the expensive popcorn. Soda, if there's any left, I throw it away. I don't just leave it there like a savage and say, well, the people that work here, that's their job to clean it up. Just clean up after yourself. Come on, JP, clean up after yourself.
Pretty good
Take
deal.
Care of your area.
Pretty good deal at Rockville High School for the track meet last night.
Mm.
For $3, you get a popcorn bag.
Okay, that's good.
Free refills.
Oh, that is good. That's really good.
Free refills. You actually would have loved the menu because they had nachos on the menu.
Perfect.
Hot dogs, which I don't know that you love, but cheeseburgers.
It sounds like a solid menu. Love it. Especially the free refill.
Well, he's not going to eat the cheeseburger.
I would request a hamburger. Everybody knows this. Final story on the EP. Nearly 5 months after announcing he lost 120 pounds, the country singer who was born Jason Bradley DeFord, better known as Jelly Roll, shared another impressive goal he wants to hit in his weight loss journey. He started at 540 pounds.
Wow.
He was at 357 pounds a few days ago. He's 40 now. He told Pat McAfee during his Big Night Out live show on April 9th. He said, quote, I'm going to lose another 100 pounds and go skydiving with my wife in Sweden. That's his goal. So he wants to get down to around 250, and then he's going to go on a joint skydiving trip with his wife in Scandinavia.
Again, that's something we would never do. JP would.
I'm not. He's
but
already
JP's,
done it.
He said he'll never do it again.
Yeah.
But he did it.
Yeah. The moment of truth. And look, I was skydiving with some of the world's best skydivers.
Yes.
I was hooked up to them. But the moment of truth, when you look out from the airplane and there's no door.
Yeah, that's got to be.
You definitely say a prayer. I hope that chute opens up.
Yeah, I hope the backup chute works too. If the primary chute doesn't work, let's hope that backup is good to go.
But we landed on a target within, that was like 2 miles away.
Yeah.
We landed on the target.
I mean, that
those guys were that good.
It's called military precision.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
Coming up next, let's hope we have precision with our gambling picks, Cakes.
Need that.
Weekend parlay coming up next here on the Junkies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments.
At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.